The utility, accused in lawsuits of starting one of the devastating Los Angeles fires, has completed a preliminary analysis on what happened the day the blaze began. This coming as new evidence against the company has also been introduced, purportedly tying California's second-largest power provider to the Eaton fire's origins, Southern California. Edison is being sued over claims of negligence for allegedly failing to de-energize its electrical lines despite clear warnings, which plaintiffs say led to the start of the Eaton fire. Attorneys suing Southern California. Edison released video they say shows electrical sparking at its utility transmission tower near where the fire began. Southern California. Edison has confirmed it is reviewing the footage. In total, the Eaton fire burned over 14,000 acres in Los Angeles County, killing 17 people and damaging or destroying over 10,000 structures, making it the second most destructive and fifth most deadly wildfire in California's history. Southern California. Edison said a data review found a momentary and expected increase in current on its energized lines in the Eaton Canyon corridor on the first night of the fire. The utility says that increase remained within design limits and did not activate the system's protective mechanisms. The LA County Fire Department is investigating Southern California Edison's infrastructure and has asked the company to preserve its transmission facilities near the site of where the fire is suspected to have originated from. The utility says it is cooperating fully and has been collecting evidence from the area.